What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagrebem zlotik je.
Hello, and welcome to Put Him in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, Andy, before we get started, I see you have a can on the table.
Oh, this whole thing.
Don't open it yet. Because me, like a good friend, bloody idiot, I picked you up a can in the shop. And now you got two cans.
I'm a toucan.
So the toucan one man. The one I got you was Rain.
Total Body Fuel. Oh my god.
It's
goodness.
A lemon flavour.
Did I try this?
You got a different Rain. I think you've got like a red and blue can. Because remember I was talking about this the last week. I was like, what was it? Like Excalibur, King Arthur? What was the name of that energy drink?
Well, let's just compare. This one has, the one you gave me is 200 milligrams of natural caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I've got here.
What's the one you're looking at there?
Oh, this one here is Moose Juice, Terry. Thank you for asking.
The can Moose Juice looks so cheap.
It does. It's berry flavor.
It's bright purple and it has like a cartoon moose.
Cartoon moose with flexing his muscles.
Yeah, my one looks a bit
sugar
more
sugar-free, I think.
Well,
yeah.
My one looks like it could hurt you.
Is yours sugar-free?
It is. Okay. Zero sugar.
I'm going to try your one, Terry.
Oh.
I'm going to put the Moose Juice aside.
Save it for next time we're in studio.
Oof. Now I tell you, I'm immediately put off by the black top. What have you got there?
I'm keeping it.
You're even interrupting my drink, drink. Yeah, what do you got there?
Regular LucasAid original can. Again, they seem to have discontinued my citrus clear. They brought in a citrus crush or chilled citrus or something.
Ooh. Ooh. I tell you, that is rocket fuel, Terry. Jesus, it's lemon. HDZ, whatever
it
that means.
It looks like something that you'd mix it with vodka and it'd be tasty, you know?
Yeah, it would. But I feel like I'm like that guy. Like, I hate, like, that. This Moose Juice was in the fridge and work all day. And I'm like, what are people thinking? Like, people, when I buy it, I want to have the caveat of like, look, I have a podcast. I test them out. No one's asked for it. No one's ever once commented on it. But it's just something I've imposed
on myself. Nobody thinks about these things. He just thinks, oh, that guy bought the Moose Juice. We haven't sold one of them in 6 months.
The specky lad. The guy who always buys the Moose Juice, you know.
But actually, yeah, that would have been us when we were working in the shop.
You know what I was only thinking in
your
the
man
shop?
Who buys the Carpe Diem. That's sicko.
You know your man, the fucking... just like, you know, he's 20 Silco Purple, the fucking... hell yeah. You know, like it could be whatever. Oh, hey,
little
yeah.
small fucker with like grey hair and a moustache.
I love the real obscure ones. Like he looks like he spent years in a whatever prison.
His stomach is his body is shaped like a lowercase b.
Lowercase b.
Yeah.
You turn. And we were right.
That's
out
sicko.
I was only thinking.
Go back to our Catch You Today archives if you want to know the full story on that one, folks.
It was just christened lowercase. It was B or D.
It was B because it was his tummy came out. Like if you were looking at it from
a fucking freak
the side.
There was loads of freaks around there. Like.
None of them lived in Marino. That was the weird thing. They all
Didn't
congregated.
He live there?
Maybe he did, but he wasn't from Marino. Mm. He wasn't OG.
Born and bred.
He wasn't one of us.
I was only thinking the other day. I don't know if I can tell this on the podcast, but
maybe save for Patreon.
Well, I was going to say, remember, because I was only talking to Kerry about, I can't remember what it was, but I came back from like a week off or whatever, and I was looking for the fob to get down the back, and you know, like the girls in the deli, Sophie, she was Chinese, and she was like, I was like, can I get the key? She's like, oh, you got fat? I was like, thank you, great to be back. And then I was thinking of your own escapades with the other Chinese girl.
I don't even want to go into that. Like, you already know. Maybe you can just bleep out her name.
Yeah, I'll bleep out her name.
Do bleep out her name. But there was a girl who worked and she wanted me to put my name down on the form as the father of...
Her kid's birth cert.
Yeah. And I was like 22 and I was like,
no.
I'll have to think about it. I was like, no, I don't think so. Thank you, though.
What a mental proposition, by the way.
What was I getting out of it? And being a good guy, as always.
You see, gets you nowhere.
Yeah, sucker like me.
So, listen. Will you listen to me?
Yeah.
What's been going on?
I've been doing a few things. I tell you what, last week.
Yeah?
Last Monday. So we're talking almost 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah?
I went to the cinema. I was back, Andy.
Yeah?
Went to see Tenet.
Good, is it?
Hard to say.
That's a big fat no in my book.
It's 2.5 hours.
Well, that answers it. Yeah. It wasn't good.
And the action is good. Like, the action is all practical.
What's that about? Pretend you're explaining it to a six-year-old. Tell me what it's about.
You couldn't explain this film to a six-year-old. That's the thing.
Spare like, <me. laughs>
you know, like Christopher Nolan's films all kind of...
Batman guy?
Yeah. So, like, a lot of his films, like, say, Inception or Memento, they all kind of have something to do with time. You know, like, he plays around with time in a lot of his films. This one does that too. But it's kind of like... is it a load of bollocks? Like, what is he talking about here? Like, there's a scene in it where
has he jumped the shark a bit?
A little bit. Like, I'd love if he went back and did something smaller, like The Prestige or like Memento or something like that, where, like, this
the
film...
Prestige
is a great movie.
Is that about The Magician?
Yeah, the two dueling...
I love that
movie! You got Batman, you got Wolverine, they're turn of the century magicians.
You know, I just remember that from, even again, the century. I was telling you, Cantwell, Prestige.
I'm telling you!
What was the other one that was like a lesser extent of the other magician movie that was out around
the Illusionist. Time? No, thank you. And if you were like, that's the one! Way better. I'm like, no, that's the cheap, shitty one.
Yeah.
No, but like, how would I say it? There's a scene in it where he's talking to a girl and she's like, pick up the gun. Shoot the gun. And he shoots the gun. But here's the thing, Andy. Instead of the gun shooting the bullet goes back into the gun. So he's like, there's like a hole in the wall, and when he presses the gun, the bullet flies back from the hole. It's like time,
time
moving backwards. Like, it's a lot. It's not time travel, till it is, but also
it's manipulating time.
They call it inversion in the film, which
don't like that.
Yeah,
go on.
But so like that's cool. But then when they start really getting into that stuff, you're like, what? What do you mean? Like, what's going on? Okay, like, that was cool. That car went backwards and kind of flipped over. Yeah. But
why?
But what is he talking about? This Russian guy you're saying? And why is this happening?
Did it get, like, rave reviews?
No, it got very, like... Did like it? It's one of his middling ones as his career has gone on. But I'm glad...
How old is he? I get the impression he's a young guy.
He's, like, in his 40s, I think. I think his second movie was Memento. And that was when he was in, like, his... I think that was 2002, and he was in his 20s. So, yeah, I'd say... But, like, so he made such a big splash with that.
Yeah.
That it's kind of... And, like, he can do whatever he wants. Whatever movie...
Carte blanche.
100%. Because those Batman movies he did... Like, the superhero movie was dead when he made Batman Begins. And then when The Dark Knight made, like, $1 billion before Marvel movies were a thing... And it was like, okay, you do whatever you want. Like, you make
okay, great.
You go make Inception. As long as you do it under a Batman movie that's going to make us another billion, you do what you want. And all his movies make a lot of money. But El Corona seems to put the kibosh on this one. Because they were saying this was going to be the first film released back in cinemas in the US.
Made during COVID, like.
It was made, and I think he edited it. Like, it was filmed, had wrapped, but he edited it during COVID. But it was like... 17th of July is when cinemas are opening back up in the US. You know, this is what it is. And it was like, no, not happening. They kept getting, it's limited release over there now, and they had international release, but like...
So what would you give it then out of like a...
Out of 10, give it like a gentleman's 6, you know?
Yeah, that's polite.
Yeah, it is polite. And like, I will say Robert Pattinson is great in it.
Yeah, of course he is.
John David Washington, the son of Denzel... yes, I don't know if you've ever seen Black Klansman.
I turned it on. No, actually, I watched the trailer on Netflix and I thought, nah.
I wasn't mad at it, to be honest. Like Spike Lee, I can kind of take or leave at times, and that one.
I can generally leave, to be honest.
Yeah, people were raving about this one. He won the Oscar for best screenplay.
Yeah.
I was like,
I like your man Ricky from Ballers. He's the main guy or whatever.
In what?
In Black Klansman.
No, he's not. Main guy in Black Klansman is John David Washington. Oh, maybe that is Ricky then.
Same guy, yeah.
Yeah. He was a footballer in real life before he was an actor.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's a footballer in Ballers.
Yeah. So that's Denzel's son. and he's
that's his son.
Yeah, yeah, and he's the main guy in Tenet. He's but get this,
oh,
and you're
shit.
Not you're not gonna like this. It's called The Protagonist. Is the name of the character in Tenet. Didn't even have a name, and I was like,
who calls him the protagonist? Everyone.
Other people call him the protagonist. Like,
the protagonist was in a second ago.
No, but he's like, you said I was the protagonist. Like, I said you were a protagonist. I'm like, no.
No.
Tear up
the
script.
Too much they're like, trying to...
Whereas Robert Pattinson is just like kind of breezy. He kind of comes in there in the movie.
He's great.
I'm like, make this guy James Bond. He's like Roger Moore. Like,
Make him James Bond.
You know, like he can be James Bond.
Who is James Bond currently? Still
Craig.
Daniel Craig?
Yeah, his last one is coming out in November.
Any word on who's going to be...
No, they're talking about Tom Hiddleston, but then he's kind of gotten a bit too old. They're saying now, like, because if you want to have
Pattinson,
great
Pattinson. James Bond.
Yeah, I mean, he's a new Batman.
Oh yeah, okay,
but you could do both.
I think he more suits James Bond, to be honest, than Batman.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
I'd like to see him as Batman because he's Robert Pattinson, and I love him. I don't know how.
I am in love with him,
and I'm in love with him.
I love you,
but I mean, I'm not going to see it, but.
Look, you could wait. If I was saying somebody, if you're on the fence about going to see it in the cinema,
don't.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be rushing to see it. I was, and now I'm like, okay, I went to see it.
Did
and
you go
I,
Faye?
No, I went my own.
Oh, nice.
Bit of me time.
Do you think that skewed your? No, you know
no,
what? I'd say it wouldn't
no.
because I was, you know, and I was only watching. I was watching Bulletproof the other day, and I was saying to Kerry, I was like, you are in for a treat if this is as good as I remember it. And of course it didn't age well. This Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans,
Archie Moses, I gotcha. Hands up, Moses.
It's dead on.
Yeah,
but like it was so bad, and you know when you can just say, like the person you're watching it with isn't enjoying it.
Yeah.
So you're not enjoying. I was thinking if I was watching this on my own, I would at least chuckle. I would have chuckled a bit more because I would just be like, it's
"Oh
funny.
Moses,"
you know. But the fact that I've presented this as this like
maybe
hot shit movie,
we should describe what this movie is. It's Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler.
They're criminals. This is Kerry's like, how are they even together, these two? Like, this Jewish guy and this, like streetwise black guy.
Is it James Caan? Is the
Yes. And it turns out that whatever Damon Wayne's name is an undercover cop. And he stings Adam Sandler in some deal. And
gets shot in the head or something like that.
Yeah, and then there's
survives?
Like some, he survives and he gets a metal plate in his head, and then there's a whole thing of like who's crooked and who's not, and the two of them are like traveling across the desert together. Like
it's like a, you know, it's a watered down Midnight Run type type
that's
movie.
Exactly what
like
it is,
you know, not it's that's what they're going for, but just they can't match it, and it's very hard to
do. It's so not funny though. I forgot. Like I was thinking, oh yeah, like when they're he's in the shower singing and all that. Like that's funny and all.
What
this.
Was he singing in the shower
like,
again?
No.
Oh yeah.
And then like he's
that,
trying
like,
to
he's
escape
himself up.
He's
like,
trying to escape, and you see the gun going right into his ass. Like ah, he's out the window. Could you take that out of my ass, please? Your man's walking back. Like how you doing? Like he's all soaped up. I literally turned it on for the remembrance of that scene alone.
I mean, it sounds pretty funny.
You just see the gun like, going right in. It's good.
Yeah, it is.
I tell you, if we were watching that, we'd be
cracking. Absolutely, man.
But, that's
I tell you what I have been watching at home. Because I don't know if you saw that Zodiac is on Netflix.
I've seen it's on it, all right. And it looks promising.
It is amazing.
Amazing.
Best film of 2007. And 2007 had... There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men. Two.
This is better.
I
was
opinion.
Put off by the runtime, to be honest.
Yeah, but you know what? Like,
I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, if you like true crime, right? You and Kerry like true
she
crime.
She loves it.
Yeah. So, yeah. And why? I wanted to watch it anyway with Faye before. I think we watched it years ago and she kind of fell asleep halfway through it.
Mm.
Now, not because of the movie, folks.
Yeah, that tells me everything I need to know.
It was, we were watching it late at night. You don't want to start it late at night because, like you say, a bit of a runtime on it.
Yeah,
but
you want to start at like 6 o'clock.
Half seven, eight is you know it's acceptable.
It's a commitment. It's a whole thing. Is it's a whole night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, what else are you gonna be doing?
I suppose. I feel a real. Do you find since Bonnie's born that like it's a real accomplishment when you watch. Well, you probably watch loads of movies, but like
not as much.
I kind of feel like when Johnny was born, like it's like we watch a movie tonight, like yeah. And then you watch a movie to completion. I'm like, really accomplished something today.
I'm like, constantly like movie, like, yeah. No, like.
It's almost like a running joke in our house. Every Saturday morning, we'll be getting ready or we'll be doing something like movie tonight. Like, yeah, yeah, like when it always comes time, it's like, nah, just put on whatever.
We're watching, the reason why I wanted to get Zodiac in, because we're watching a true crime documentary series called I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Have you heard of this?
No.
So it's about the East Area Rapist, or the original Night Stalker.
Ooh.
Or the Golden State Killer. He's gone by three different monikers. And it's, I don't know if you know Patton Oswalt, aka Spence.
Of course.
Yeah.
Give me some credit.
Yeah. Well, his wife was like, I think she was a true crime like blogger or whatever, and she kind of got obsessed with this case. And she ended up writing a book about it. So it kind of focuses on her investigation into it. But
I'm not sure if... No, I didn't see this. But I've seen something about that.
Also passed away there recently. Or so it's like kind of like her upset. Did her obsession with this lead to her passing away? Kind of with that all in it, it's very sad. But it's also very similar to the Zodiac in that this guy just hitting all these places in Southern California. And then it was like they're saying like... They're saying he raped 50 people and like killed, I think, like 13 or something. But like, as you go on, it's just fascinating. Like, yeah. And then it's like had my juices going for like
some true crime
from some serial killer stuff.
Tell you what, if you want, this is
Zodiac, guys. Watch Zodiac. And you watch it. It's fucking
I'll
watch it.
I will. I actually, that's one that I will come back to.
Iron Man's in it.
I seen that.
And the Hulk. Right.
Yeah, I seen that. Kerry started to watch this like thing. I don't know. Faye probably like it. It's like this girl, it's like a video podcast, but it's like it's called Murder, Mystery, and Makeup. And she just, it's this girl, like, attractive girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it out there.
Yeah.
But she puts on, she just is applying makeup and telling the story of some true crime thing. It's only about half an hour each one. Like, each video's got like 3 million views. Like, she's got like 2 million subscribers on YouTube.
It's like that gamer girl.
Something like, it's like a podcast,
but it's that kind of niche right there, that it's like I'm talking about stuff that appeals to boys but also girls as well.
So there's a bit of that, so I'm kind of
big,
you know,
Venn diagram right
exactly
there.
Yeah. Intersecting circles. So I mean, I don't know if Faye'd be interested in
I won't be recommending it.
Okay,
to her,
well, you know what, forget it. Yeah. I'll tell you what else I've been watching.
Don't you point that finger at me.
I'll tell you something, pal.
Mm?
I've been watching High Score on Netflix. Have you seen it? It is
I haven't watched it, but
brilliant.
It's about the gaming.
Yeah. From the start to, you know, Sega versus Nintendo to their whole, it really breaks it down into like, you know, it's really started like from like literally from Space Invaders all the way through, and just like the breakthroughs of like, oh, now this is like the Sega Genesis is 16-bit, and their whole marketing strategy was like, one was defeat Mario, so they needed a character. So Sonic, he was a bunch of things for, he was a rabbit at first, he was a bunch of other things. Like, I don't know how they ended up on Hedgehog. Lower the price, that was another thing.
A rabbit would make more sense, wouldn't it, than a hedgehog, if you're talking about speed.
I don't.
Rabbits are quick. Hedgehogs are notoriously not quick.
Yeah, I don't really get it. But hedgehogs have a bit of edge because, well, the way they drew
their name.
Because he's got, he's got the spikes.
Hedgehog.
You know what I mean? And then they had a whole plan of, like, insult Nintendo, aim for teens because Nintendo was for kids. And it's like, if we aim for teens, the younger brothers and the younger kids are going to want to play it anyway.
Good
so
strategy.
We'll steal some of those anyway. It's very interesting to see the people. Now, like, some of them are, like, straight up weirdos, like the guys who created whatever game. Like, but
remember all the weird games you would find on the Sega and Nintendo?
Sega had, oh, and more sports games. That was a big thing for Sega.
Sega get had a lot of sports games. Remember you used to get
Madden was a huge thing when they went to.
But they used to have, like, Wave Sports was a game. You know, you'd have, like, six. So you'd have, like, surfing.
Yeah.
You know, hang gliding, all that stuff. And then they'd have, like, snow
Mad
sports
obscure.
Or whatever. Like, yeah, but I was like, man, I'm going to play those games. You never get to play these sports. Like,
what was your jam? Were you a Sega or Nintendo?
I was a Nintendo.
Now,
after
you
a Commodore, I went to Nintendo.
See, SNES. I don't remember the Nintendo, the NES.
No, I never had a NES. I had a Commodore instead of a NES. So
what was the Commodore?
Commodore 64.
Yeah.
You had a tape cartridge that you put in. You had a keyboard, and that you could get instead of a pad, it was a joystick. So you get games like Bubble Bobble on it, or like remember Dizzy?
No,
he was like a little egg person that you would like jump around with, or like. You could get, like, I think Street Fighter 1 was on the Commodore, but it was always, my mom would get them for a pound in, like, one of the shops and be like, oh, can I get that tape? Dizzy in the Jungle, or, you know, Temple Dizzy, oh, like, you know, and he'd have all the Dizzies.
Yeah.
But it would take, you put it in and it'd be taking forever. So when it was loading, the screen would be loading, it'd be like one of those seizure-inducing screens, be like, like, pink, purple, blue, green, yellow lines all flickering. You're like, you're waiting for it. And you're like, when does it finish?
Just having an epileptic fit.
But no, Commodore then I was SNES.
Did you have a Sega at all?
We had, my friends had Segas. So I played I played Segas in their
Sega
house.
Was a bit more...
Was it
more
though?
Teen. It was a bit more... It was a little bit cooler.
Yeah,
they had games where you could like... proper like you wouldn't really have a Nintendo like have, a violent game
that's true you, on Sega you could have
like Terminator versus Pigskin Robocop
football.
And shit like that.
Remember Pigskin Football?
I do actually. I never played it, but I remember it, like, but,
video scene across the way
scene, of course.
Yeah,
I remember even just like renting games, or even before memory cards, like you couldn't save your
fucking
progress
hell.
You imagine like
the amount of times
that now
I tried beating that Aladdin game on the SNES.
Did you have the start? Did you have the cheats?
I never used
ABBA.
I never used it.
Oh, I tell you.
But yeah, it was like you have to get so far, and you know,
that's it. And it's like you have to turn off. Like, but I'm nearly finished it. It's like it's dinner time.
Bedtime. Like,
and the memory card was like you had 8 megabytes. 8 megabytes was the memory card that you could save.
Jesus.
And even like when they say Sega and Nintendo, like 8-bit, 16-bit, that's not actual bits. It must mean megabytes or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Like
it 16 can't
be. Bit.
No, like.
Like
because, like, look at Sonic. Sonic was what, 16 bit?
Yeah.
So, like, it was. Or, like, or Mario, whatever. Mario 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or 1.
Well, or 1. 1 kind of seemed like it probably was about 8 bit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, like, 2 and 3. And then Super Mario World as well, which was the best one. Where you got all the different colored Yoshis. You get a green Yoshi, a yellow Yoshi, a purple Yoshi.
Now, do you pronounce it Yoshi?
Yeah.
I'm a Yoshi man.
Why would it be Yoshi?
Well, because I think, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't it like a sort of, it's a Japanese game.
Yes.
And I think Yoshi is short for like Yoshihiro. Not Yoshihiro. Yoshihiro. So...
Anyway.
Pretty sure it's Yoshi.
Yeah.
I think they say it in the movie. That's where I cemented it.
Well, the movie
the
can
Bob
go
Hoskins.
Fuck itself, all right?
What? Dennis Hopper? Bob Hoskins?
I listened to a podcast with John Leguizamo, who
was
played, he's Luigi.
All right.
And he was like, that fucking movie. He turned down a role in Philadelphia, like Oscar-winning movie. And he's like, and you turned down a role in Philadelphia by Super Mario Brothers. He's like, I thought it was going to be a hit. I'm getting in on the ground floor. It's going to be huge.
Will it be a hit? Critics say, yeah.
And like, he basically talked about how like Bob Hoskins, he's like, he was the nicest guy, but he fucking hated doing that movie. Like, they just go to the trailer and get drunk.
No way.
He's like, come on, John, let's go get pissed.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that movie back in the day.
Terrible movie.
I mean, it was like, terrible.
The Koopas in it. Like, remember,
I don't even really remember them.
The Koopa, they're like in leather jackets and weird. I don't know. It's just odd.
There was a lot of those kind of movies around then, like those 90s, like street. What the Street Fighter movie. You know, that was better. But
not really.
Not really.
There's a reason why they say the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie is the best video game movie. Like, you should watch that actually.
I would watch it with
Joni.
Yeah, I would watch that.
It's good.
Are they doing?
Jim Carrey is kind of.
She likes Sonic. She plays the original.
Sonic is good, and it's set in the human world, but there's enough cartoon wackiness in it that you know, it's fun.
I would recommend High Score anyway, if you're into that sort of thing.
I am into that sort of thing. I just haven't got around to it yet, but maybe, you know.
Well,
documentary.
Listen, Terry,
yeah,
more to talk about, or can I please, if you will allow me to talk about The Simpsons, can I talk about The Simpsons?
Hit me.
We are talking about the third episode, Terry, of mm-hmm. The Simpsons' seventh season. Home Sweet Home Diddly Dum Doodly, a title that I know you're a fan of. It aired.
Better you say it than me, because I definitely was going to get it wrong. Dum diddly diddly diddly.
Hey, it aired on October 1st, 1995.
I find it weird that this is like 95 only. I'm thinking like.
What did you think it was?
Like 97. Maybe it's just because it's season 7. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I think
like,
so, yeah. But yeah, see, it's mid 90s. Like yeah. We would have been, at this point,
I would have been
10. Eight. You'd have been 9.
I would have been 9.
Like I said, it was directed by Susie Dieter, who's come crawling back after she had issues with the script on last week's episode.
Did you know that? Who wrote it?
Written by John Vitti.
Okay. Did you notice, just before we get in, because was it Swartzwelder who wrote the last one that she had? Did you notice in this one when they were outside City Hall, there was a statue?
Yes, of Swartzwelder.
Like,
on a horse. It is.
Very good.
It was the first episode to be made after Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein became showrunners of The Simpsons. I guess they became showrunners in season 7. They had new showrunners every season, did they?
Or? They kind of go through cycles. Who was it last time? Was it...
I thought it might have been Oakley.
No, it wasn't Oakley. It was...
Mike Rice? Or,
Rice and Gene did it 1 year. But remember, they left to go do The
was
Critic. They did The Critic. Yeah. No. Who's the other one? Fuck, why am I... blanking on this.
Hey, Google. Bear with me.
Oh, God.
Who was The Simpsons showrunner?
Top search results.
Show me results for Bear With Me. Okay, well played. Anyway.
You got my number.
You got me, Google. The story was pitched by writer George Meyer at a story retreat. Story retreats were held twice a year at a hotel room close to the studio lot where all the writers gathered to pitch their ideas.
Huh.
I wonder why they did that. Why they didn't just use the writers' room?
Who do you think was the writer, the showrunner in season 6? And if I tell you now, you're going to be like, of course, we mentioned them every episode last time. I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a clue. His name is a synonym for a pubic wig.
What? I'm even further from the answer. What is it?
David Merkin. A Merkin is a pubic wig.
Okay, there's not too much back here. So, Merkin is the word that's a pubic wig.
Yeah, not David, obviously. Like, yeah.
What's a pubic wig, first of all? And why has it even got a name?
I don't know, it just is.
Is it a wig for your pubes or a wig made out of pubes?
Interesting, I would say it's for your pubes.
Like,
hey, Google.
Don't listen to him, Google. Will in The Inbetweeners when he shoved that wig down his...
I would say it probably is for...
What do you want?
Well, say you're in a movie or something like that. Like, you know, you got to have a big bush.
Merkin.
Yeah.
Even the name is unappealing.
Well, tell that to David Merkin. He's doing pretty well for himself.
Out of all the ideas pitched, Weinstein considered this episode to be the best, and he thought that the pitch by Meyer was the best he had ever heard. Oakley and Weinstein selected former full-time staff writer John Vitti to write the episode, wanting a heavy hitter since it was going to start the seventh production season. Vitti retained his script for most of what Meyer pitched at the retreat, so essentially he didn't change.
I love the idea of writers' retreats.
I'd say that would be, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in one of those sort of conversations, you know? Especially at the Simpsons,
like,
one
even
at that time.
Hearing like how they do the writing for Saturday Night Live, it's like they go in like Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they like stay up all night for the majority of the week trying to like break.
Just bang it out. Like,
yeah, but it's like you're sitting in a room trying
just
to come
up with,
yeah, you know. Like.
I love the environment of like, no. I would imagine not necessarily having like a lot of ego involved. I'm sure there would be with some, but like, I love that environment where you'd be like, no, that's not good. Or no, I'm not, no, that's not where we want to go. We want to go with that. You know, you'd have to get a bit of a thick skin.
I think something like The Simpsons would be a lot more collaborative as opposed to Saturday Night Live where it's like, I want my sketch to get on. Like,
I never got my sketches on. basically doing Larry David here. I think I had one sketch and then after midnight I said, I'm done out of here. And then I came back the next day. That was the one where he just came back. He's like, didn't you quit? Like, what? Oh, I was just kidding.
The Leo Messi.
What is that all about anyway? I'm not even going to get into it, the Messi stuff.
He's staying. He can't get out of his contract. It seems like...
Also, it's not ending amicably anyway.
No, he's like, I'm staying, but I want to leave. So he's definitely be gone next year. Unless...
Why would Barca do that?
Because nobody's going to pay...
How much money have they made? Like,
nobody's going to pay the 700 million for him, and they're not going to let him go free, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
They're still footing his wage bill, though.
Like. He's going to go free, though, next year, then, isn't he?
Yeah, but they're like, well, you get one more year out of him. Jerseys, whatever, you know.
I suppose, yeah. Anyway, the episode, it was directed by Susie Dieter? Dieter?
Said that already, me.
There is a statue portraying... Wrong again! John Swartzwelder outside the courthouse, which we talked about. Oakley said that this was a mistake because he and Weinstein had thought that Springfield was located in Swartzwelder County, incorrectly going off a montage in the season 3 episode Dog of Death. I don't understand what any of that means. I'm just reading it as I'm talking.
Dog of Death was, I guess, when Santa's Little Helper got sick.
Swartzwelder County.
I don't know. Anyway. Let's just get into the episode.
This is my bit, Terry.
I want my bit to get on air.
The montage depicts Springfield as being located in Springfield County. Oh, it's more of the Springfield County stuff. Cast member Hank Azaria's voice for the character Cletus was slightly distorted in this episode because over the summer between seasons, Azaria and the producer had forgotten what Cletus sounds like.
This is the first one I can remember. Like, this is like the start of Cletus coming to prominence, isn't it? Like, of him being his own guy. Like,
kind of, yeah.
He was like always like...
Just like background yokel.
Like, hey, Ma! Yeah. You know, like, but it was never like... Never given the name Cletus, you know? Whereas now... It kind of seems
he's
like
a side character.
He's going to start getting his own things, you know?
That's funny.
Unfortunately, if you ask this podcaster.
The episode finished 53rd in the ratings with a Nielsen rating of 9.0.
Still, though.
Still up there, like. It's up from last year.
Yeah.
Someone is still dining off the...
Who Shot Mr. Burns
a couple episodes ago. Fourth highest rated show on Fox that week following The X-Files. Fair enough. Beverly Hills, fair enough. And Melrose Place. Again,
was
fair
those
enough.
Two, like,
in American.
X-Files was a force. You forgot how fucking huge The X-Files were.
But I was never into it at the time. No. Tony was huge.
Was he? I never got into it. But I think I'd like it if I went back and watched it. Just the idea of overarching story, but also episode of the week really kind of appeals to me. And that like every now and again, you get something that would add to the main story. But really, it's like, we're going to investigate the bug man in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of like
flesh eating. Wasn't it? Keenan's dad was in one episode.
Was he?
Roger. It's fine. He was in
Keenan!
One. Man, mind your bits. Anyway, he was like some
having
ghost.
An anniversary party, are they?
Well, they never told me
about it. I never been so insulted in all my life.
Last thing I'll say with this, Matt Groening thought this episode was fantastic and called it one of his favourites.
Figures.
Of course.
One of his 500 favourites.
He particularly liked the ending, which he thought was sweet. Didn't need to be included. That's a nothing fact.
Make sure we update it with what we're saying.
I will. I didn't do it last week, actually. Put it in H says it snap, crackles, and pops.
Let's go get into your notes here, Andy.
Okay, I've made, yet again, Terry, I've made some notes.
Mm-hmm.
I am just accessing them. I liked, the first note I have is that how I appreciate how Marge is so on the money at the start.
I love that.
She's
montage.
Quick. She's getting everything ready. She's saying, like, I have the letters separate. Make sure you know all this sort
I
of stuff.
I loved how, because I only watched this morning. I was trying to keep it fresh.
Oh.
So when she twists the bag, the music, you know, like, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm in. Like, and she's
so on the ball.
She's doing everything for everybody.
And it's an important sort of plot point because she eventually goes, or in the eyes of the law, she's a bad parent.
I will say, this it hit far too close to home watching this episode, to be honest. Like,
what do you mean?
I just like you're a bad parent. We're taking your kids. I'm like, what?
I don't remember it being so like. I was just saying to Kerry, like they're when they're going around the house, like it's so quiet without the kids, and I'm like, how fucking horrible! Yeah, like, I know they're only next door, but like Jesus Christ, just like that, like your kids are gone.
But even like I'm like. Fuck Flanders, man. I'm like,
Flanders didn't come across.
Asshole. Like,
I was thinking that.
Give them your kids back. Like,
all of a sudden, he just doesn't want to know, like, Homer and Marge. Like, there's no dialogue between them.
I didn't have the conversation of, like, look, I know.
Yeah, this is a bit of an awkward situation for us.
We'll keep them safe.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Like, or whatever. That, like,
they're our kids.
It's like, no, they cordoned off. Yeah, and that whole thing is like, he's like, we're going to make you Flanders at
baptizing
the end.
I was
like,
kids.
What are you doing?
Oh,
like,
he's
lock this man up. Like,
he's actually a little bit like sadistic.
He's
in
a
this,
fundamentalist. Like.
Yeah.
Like,
so you see sort of like the dark side of Flanders.
Of
like,
religion.
Well, you said it.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Now, let's not get political.
Okay. Yeah. Or religious.
Yeah.
Now, my second note is, we were both laughing at this because this is us to a T. When Homer is like, Marge, there's a spider next to my car keys. Only Carrie's not like, you did the right thing by... She's like, well, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, no!
I didn't realise that that was this kind of meme thing where like Homer is like looking...
That's also the look.
Yeah.
But it's like... Now, it wouldn't be necessarily be with spiders, although I did kill one in haste last week. And Carrie's like, why didn't you just throw it out? I was like, I panicked.
I killed them. I fucking killed all of them.
Yeah, yes, Terry, yes.
Squished them all. And flies as well.
Flies can get the fuck. I tell you, like, if there's one fly in my house, it's unacceptable. I have to get them out immediately. They're worse than wasps.
Noise. We got a lot of fruit flies going on.
Oh, yeah. How'd that trick work with
them? They're pretty good, but they're back. Because the heat, you see. The humidity.
Yeah, that's what
roll in. I'm ready for winter now at this stage.
Oh, I love a bit of winter. Bees and wasps are gone.
Yeah.
If a wasp gets in the house, I mean, it's shocking.
You're smashing things.
I swear, it is shocking how quickly I'll abandon my family without giving it a second thought. If there's a wasp in the room, I'll just leg it out. And I'll just be through the door. I'm like, get rid of it.
She's like banging on the door.
Yeah, and she's just like, you know, whatever. And I'm like, this fucking thing. Daddy long legs. Any of them.
Yeah, I love killing insects. Maybe that says something about me.
Whenever I kill a fly, I tell you what is the most satisfying. Hitting a fly in midair and seeing it drop. And I'm always like, yeah, tell your friends.
Tell you, if you can catch a fly in between your two fingers.
You can't do that.
I did it.
You can't do that, Mr. Tona. No one can.
I did it. Nobody
you caught it in between your fingers.
I tell you.
Got any proof?
Kev.
The big man.
Shop. Big man. He actually called me Mr. I don't know how I did it. And then I was like,
in work?
Yeah, in work. And I was like, caught the fly. And he's like, what are you, Mr. Miyagi? I was like, what do I do? Literally, like this. Like, just.
The fly is like, help me.
Like, what's that, little buddy? Kill everyone.
I tell you, that fly has got real close.
Just rocking around on my shoulder.
What's that, Reginald? I have the English
yes, I knew you'd appreciate this guy when I was watching it.
I love the scheme that is like a free what was it,
free tickets to a spa with test drive,
the test drive. And I just like the fact that like he's just like fiddling with the mirror. It's like, what advantages would this have against say
a train
which I could also afford? The fact that like he starts talking about one thing, and by the time he comes back, he's like, gently massages your buttocks.
He's like, now, Count Homer, should we discuss?
No, we shan't.
Yeah.
So far, like by the time we get to here, I'm like, okay, let's
like,
go.
I like it now, and then it's like, I don't know. I'm like, just take the rubbish out as you're going out the door, you know?
Yeah.
You know, or just.
I can't believe that Marge left. Which like I get it. She's like, I'll just bring some ironing with me and all this. But like she's leaving a full on like rubbish sack just in.
Just grab it and put it in the garbage bin.
Which I'd be like, okay, just give me 10 minutes. Yeah, I'll just 100% give a quick tidy. Yeah. And then we'll
and I appreciate where Homer's coming from, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really nice gesture.
He appreciates. He actually appreciates, right? It's typical Simpsons. Like, for once, his heart's in the right place.
Yeah. And of course,
and their kids get
the worst possible scenario. Like, I did like when they're like, oh, Grandpa's going to watch them. He's like, mind you.
God, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I was a fan when they're at the spa. It's like, all is well.
I knew you'd like that as well.
Turn tape over. And I tell you what, that takes me right out of it. YouTube have gone mental with ads now. And like, you're watching something that's of like volume 4, and then the ad comes on at 10. Boom, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm right out of it now.
We have Bonnie watching on YouTube for when you just need a little 5 minutes to yourself, do something in the kitchen. African nursery rhymes that you stick it on. It's like 40 minutes of African nursery rhymes.
Do you watch Little Baby Bum?
No. What's that?
It's going to change your world if you put it on.
No, well, I don't want to put it on.
Like, it sounds weird. It is weird. Yeah. But it's like just nursery rhyme compilations. But like, it's probably a similar thing with like graphics or whatever like that. But like acting them out. But like, it has like billions of views. We watched it. Came across it. And since then, I've heard loads of people like, oh, stick on a little bit of Baby Bum or whatever.
I like our African ones because it's different.
The broken English, like broken.
It's not even. It's all like French or whatever. So it's like, oh, lily.
Ah.
Oh, lily.
Is it live action or
no, it's all animated. Like, so there's some that you can, you know, when it's coming up, she's like, ah, like she loves it. Nice. Like, yeah.
Now, I will say, word of warning is, Joni, because the thing about YouTube is like, if it's just on, even if they're playing and they're not watching it, eventually it goes into like, I don't know how they do it, but these videos are like automated.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like bots. There's some sort of like, you know, it's like red ball and it'll go down the thing and then it'll be like blue ball. It'll be like, and then you have like a Spider-Man just doing some like dance. And it's like, what is going on? And it's so bizarre. And there's so many things like this. I don't think this is suitable. Like, you know, it's just weird. So
it needs monitoring, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so we downloaded the kids' YouTube app, which is great because she was just watching Minecraft gameplay videos, and the kid would be like, "Oh, I'm gonna go over here!" And so it's constant noise. Yeah. So we had to sort of, you know,
cut get that rid in. Of that. Yeah.
I mean, Bonnie's not near at that level yet, but you know,
as I was saying, it's like 10 minutes. Like, okay, the fucking kitchen is a mess from her last meal or whatever. It's like, need to buy myself 5 minutes.
Nothing wrong with that, Terry. That's all I'll say.
That's what I was looking for there.
Absolutely not. I was a fan of the lice shrieking when they got burned, but just even the whole concept of like
the lead up to it, like the picture day, like he has the fangs in, but then like you see like Nelson in his like suit, I feel like punching myself. And then Milhouse and the wicker basket.
Yeah. It's like, how come? Like, I apply and nothing happened to me.
So cold.
And then, like, I love that. So you have Bart, he's got lice. And they burn his, like, clothes. Yeah. They give him a sack.
Lisa's prescription shoes.
I did like that joke. Those are prescription shoes. I need them.
But see how high they're up as well. Like,
proper bullying going on. And then when she gets hit with the ball, it's like, ow. Yeah. It's like, heads up.
Yeah. My tongue. Prince with Skinner, I need them shoes. And this is another thing that pissed me off. I'm like, what is Skinner doing? Like, straight away, like, I'm ringing child welfare.
Yeah.
Like, talk to the parents.
And I have to say, I liked the fact that when child welfare burst out of their building, they immediately, like, ran over some kid's bike on the road. They never, like, child welfare just destroying this kid's property. But
when they get to the house, first of all, they're breaking and entering.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. A lot of things I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of things like, that was I didn't like necessarily in this. Like, the voice, big fan of the...
Both of them?
I'm both of them, but especially your man. I was like, yes, they should be here.
A disheveled and malnourished man found sleeping in his own filth. Seems confused and dehydrated. He's like, where's the baby? That's her, isn't it? She's like licking at the dog bowl.
Stupid babies need the most attention.
Yeah, his voice is great. It's another one as well, like, just like no name. He's like Agent 2 or whatever, like, you know, but he's like killing it with.
And they have, I have to say, in the last couple episodes, they've been killing it with these side characters, like one-off characters. I like the fact that when they get home, everyone's like, little bedtime reading.
Squalid hellhole.
Like, dog's mania on the dining room table. That. How does he understand, like, you know?
Like, he's just so ashamed, and then, like... There's a little circle walk and lie down.
I appreciate that, like, he understands English so well, the dog. Like, he just
But he
knows.
Can speak it. The scene is a bit too real, very real, was in, like, marriage. He's like, why are you taking my children?
Yeah.
I can't. And, like,
Mrs. Simpson restrained it. And, like, Jesus.
Oh, my God. And just the way she was, like, holding Marge.
Yeah.
You know, like, holding her back.
It's a bit too real.
Yeah, man. I was like, oh.
And I did, in that scene where Lisa's talking... And her tooth falls out. It's like, it was loose. It's like perfect timing.
S. What else you got? No,
I have. So the Simpsons are staying at Flanders, and it's all different. I'm a big fan of all their, like, little differences. Like, and they read Newsweek instead of nothing.
Yeah,
it's a great line.
Who wants nachos Flanders style?
Yeah, what was it? Cottage cheese?
Cucumber with cottage cheese on top. Like, ooh.
The whole time is like unflavored for me.
Yeah. Well, no, I want to see this here.
One of them was.
It was
unflavored, and the other one.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was like. Ice milk or something like that. Frozen ice milk.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That rings a bell. Anyway, when they're watching the Itchy and Scratchy, it's like, how about we do what Bart and Lisa want? And it's like, it's actually one of the good Itchy and Scratchy ones. Like, it's like, why? My only son.
I love when the baby bottle goes in and, like, you see it coming
It comes
out.
Right out. Yeah, it's so satisfying. And then, like, I love the fact that, like, Rod and Todd are, like, twitching, like, they're white and twitching, and it was like, what's that red stuff coming out of whatever the cat? It's, like, it's a raspberry jam.
When he says, he's like, should I
poke Rod with a sharp thing?
No
son.
No, he looks sorry, at Bart, Bob. Like, Bart is so happy, he's like looking up for, like, approval almost, like, from Flanders.
Like, that was good, huh?
Yeah, huh? You like this?
I love that. It's like, no son. Yeah. Like, you never hear Flanders getting stern.
Exactly. Yeah, they try ringing the kids. Like, this whole bit with Homer and Marge try ringing the kids. And
it was,
like,
genuinely sad when they were going around the house. Like,
he's like, I can see Lisa, but it might be a starfish. Oh, yeah. Like,
and then, so I tell you what.
When they ring and it's like, the number you've dialed can no longer be reached from this phone. You negligent monster.
And so they go to the, I knew you'd appreciate this scene as well, where he goes to the judge.
We've always tried to be good parents. Please, I'm begging you, one mother to another. You must have a family.
No, I don't care for children.
No, wait a minute. Okay, I'm not going to win Father of the Year. In fact, I'm probably the last guy in the world who should have kids. Wait, can I start again? Fathering children is the best part of my day. I'd do anything for Bart and Lisa.
And Margaret?
Oh, lady, you got the wrong file.
It's Maggie.
Oh, Maggie. I got nothing against Maggie.
I can see you sincerely want your children back, but you have a lot to learn about being parents. Before I can return your children, you'll have to complete a course called Family Skills. It teaches parents to listen to their...
Communication, gotcha.
But it's important to...
Listen, yes, I know.
But there's more to it than...
I have listening skills.
Mr. Simpson, would you please...
Shut up, Judge!
And they're talking, and I was like, but Mr. Simpson, I shut up, Judge.
First of all, he's like, no, I'm not going to win Father of the Year. Like, in fact, I'm probably the last guy they should have. And she just, like, crooks the eyebrows, like, let me start over. I have listening skills.
Yeah. And it's escalating more and more. Yeah. So she's not listening. It's like, but I got it.
Communication, gotcha.
Mr. Simpson, I shut up, Judge.
So it was non-fat ice milk. Is what they use.
All right.
I want wintergreen, unflavored for me.
Not fat ice milk.
Yeah.
She sounds all right.
I did like that when Marge is in the, like, the meeting, whatever, the class.
Yeah.
It's like, and then I saw my boy in a burlap sack And they told me he had lice. And everybody's like, is this story going anywhere? All right, Flub, sit down. Flub, like.
Flub. And your man, I love that. I mean, it's kind of like a meme now, but your man, it's like it cuts to his ties a bit loose. And put your garbage in a garbage can, people. I can't stress this enough. And you know what? I always
like. Actually, his name is Goodman now. Of course it is. As the script goes on, like.
It's like. Put it in a refrigerator, or failing that, a cool wet sack.
I did like with Mrs. Skinner. He's like, the county is threatening to take my Seymour away. It was like we had another flight over in the inflatable bathroom. I just kept screeching at him, screeching at him.
Yeah. And then you get Cletus.
All right. He's like, all right, very good.
And that's it. You get Cletus, and then the whole, like, I loved. The funniest thing about that bit with Cletus where he's like, I love you, Paul. Yeah. I love you, Cletus. And then everyone's cheering. And just someone in the back's just like, pew, pew, pew.
Like, this is a big win where it's like, don't strangle your child. It's like, let's stop all the fussing and feuding. This got a laugh out of Faye when they're like, that's Bart's ring. Ding, ding, ding. And, like, and he's like, Todd smells. He's like, oh, I already knew that.
Yeah, it was a nice touch. Yeah. They legged it over.
Simpsons kids miss mom and dad.
And so then they get to the... I was a big fan of when Flanders is naming all this. It's like,
come on, this one's easy.
We give up.
Well, guess. Book of Revelations, fire-breathing lion's head, tail made out of snakes. Who else is it going to be?
Jesus.
Jesus! Oh. Don't you kids know anything? The serpent of Rehoboam? The well of Zohasadar? The bridal feast of Beth Chedruharazeb?
Wait, that's the kind of thing you should start learning at baptism.
Actually, you see, we are never baptized.
Nettie! Nettie! Nettie!
No, that ain't gonna do it.
It's like, this is sort of thing you kids should have. You know,
hold on,
like,
let me get them here.
What was the actual line?
He's like, jink, jink.
Jesus.
Jink, jink. Don't you kids know anything? The serpent of Rehoboam? The well of Zohasabar? The bridal feast of Beth.
Go on.
Beth Chedruharazeb?
That's actually right, yeah. We were never baptized.
Yeah. It's like, he breaks out the smell, and so I was like, no, that ain't gonna do it.
And then, like, he just takes it upon himself that they're going to baptize other people's kids into their religion.
Yeah.
Like, that's so not okay.
Insane.
Like, that is insane. He should be locked up, like.
And, like, I did, like, while this is going on, it cuts back to the graduation. And he's like, you've all passed the drug test except for Marge. Marge, you tested positive for crack and PCP. Like, okay, the retest says you're clean. Sorry about the mistake. It's like, the only thing I'm getting high on is love for my son and daughter. Yeah. Like, a little bit of LSD is all I need. Like, all right, sounds very good. Not even listening. Like,
and it's actually a good joke.
Yeah.
Like, all right, very good. And so you get them, they go back to the Flanders place. It's like, gone baptized, and it's just the sign.
I did like he wants to ring Reverend Lovejoy for advice. And he's like, Ned, have you thought of any other the religions? I mean, they're all pretty much the same thing.
He's so disheartened. Yeah. Like,
and then it's like the train, like, damn Flanders. Damn
Flanders. I was a big fan of the...
it's a real, like, Naked Gun joke.
Yeah.
When it comes back later on, they're like bringing the new train track in. Yeah. Like, and the car just smashes through.
Why do you hate my trains? And then, so Homer's in the car, they're on their way to find them. And he's like, in order to find Flanders, I'll have to think like Flanders.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a big stupid lame-o, wears the same jumper every... The Springfield River.
great gag.
That is a great gag.
Yeah. But it's so sinister where it's like, they clearly don't want to be baptized.
Yeah.
He is like... first of all, he's like reading it. They have their own family Bible as well. Like the Flanders
family Bible. Like, I have to say I was a fan of the harmonies in... was blind, but now I see.
And like he's doing the hand thing, like.
Like they've practiced this.
Yeah,
so Homer goes, he gets there first, essentially. How does he get?
He gets there and then he runs down the hill and falls.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid thinking, like, it is like such a race against time. you know, it felt like a big finale as a kid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They can't become Flanders, yeah. like, you know, like that yeah. sort of stuff. I watch it now, I'm like, completely different lens. I'm like, yeah, I see what they're going for. But also, I'm like, this is mental. Like, yeah. you know, like this, like real world, like WTF, you know.
Yes, you know, WTF like, yeah. indeed, Terry.
And Homer gets baptized by Flanders. Yeah. And I did love it. It's like,
and he starts getting all like sort of spiritual. It's like, wait, Homer, what did you say?
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, what was it? Oh, Bartholomew.
I feel like saying Augustine of Hippo after his conversion by Ambrose of Milan. It's like, shut your ugly face.
And I like that. He's just flat out, like, giving it to Flanders.
But he should, like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so Maggie gets to has to choose between the two of them. I like the little juxtaposition, if I may use that word.
It's great.
Of the two of them.
There's, like, a lamb with the Flanders and then the frogs instead of Homer's pocket. Homer's
pants, like, or whatever.
But I did,
the,
I, like,
it's a great touch that, like, because Marge is all on the money at the start of the episode, and then...
I think it's the same music as well, or kind of a refrain, and it's brought back in.
Nice.
Like when Marge comes around, and just Marge looks so happy to see Maggie.
Yeah.
And Maggie is so happy to see
Marge.
It's like
no question who she's going to as soon as she sees Marge.
And like, did the Flanders just like slink off, defeated? Like,
let's just go home.
Yeah. Like, we'll find some more kids to baptize next week.
And I like the end where it's like, Homer's just looking for anything to laugh about with Flanders. Like, he did have a bunch of old paint cans. It's like, old painty can.
A really sweet ending. Like.
And then I never noticed because I had the subtitles on. I was like, I was wondering if he had paint cans or it was something like as he's gone. And they're still laughing again.
Yeah.
But,
no, I always knew he'd keep his old cans of paint. And it's like, how do you like that, huh?
Thus ending the episode, Terry.
Shall we get into our ratings?
Please.
Just tell me what's wrong with the freaking show.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Sucker.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of this one?
I really liked it, but I gotta say, it was like, it made me angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
made me like Flanders less.
Yeah, but at least I will say, at least it evoked something out of me. I think I'm using like Who Shot Mr. Burns as the yardstick for like, that was a meh, you know, for me. Whereas this one, I was like, not quite the same as Radioactive Man.
Yeah.
But, like, I had some laughs in it, had some anger, had some feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good.
Like, which is what you want.
Especially considering you've already seen it, like, 10 times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not refreshing, but it was like...
You were looking at it through a different lens.
And I'm like,
time.
Oh, this is like, you know, it's different. You know, you never, like I say, never realized how... affecting it was in terms of like
it's the first time I've watched that as a parent.
It's like a proper story. It's one story start to finish, which I always like if they can do a good job of it. You know, they're all involved in the main story of the family being split apart. And I, you know, it was good. It was very good. If we're gonna give a rating, I think it'll be 8.6 because there was a lot of funny stuff in it.
8.6
There was a lot of funny stuff in it, like.
Who would your MVP be, Terry?
I think I'm going to go with Goodman.
Yeah.
Or Agent Number 2.
Don't mind me. Just taking a shot. Goodman, he was great.
I'm loving these side characters that they're...
Somewhat like... is it malevolent, the word? Not
miscellaneous.
But there's just like... They're like disgruntled or something, but they're...
He,
you know,
seems...
I mean?
How would you describe him? Not really disgruntled, but he's like tired of everything. You know what I mean? Like, he's like... Yeah,
like he doesn't like his job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's like... But also he's like, why can't people just be...
Yeah.
Like, why am I in a job? Almost like, why do I have to come here?
Why do you make me do this?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yes, they should be here.
I would pretty much agree. I liked... It was one story, but they kind of had it separate, obviously, with the kids and the parents getting them back and... kids adapting to Flanders, so I like that, the fact that they had the little mini things going, but it was all part of the bigger picture.
Hard to do well, you know,
very hard. And Goodman would be my MVP, and my rating, Terry, since you asked, is 8.2, which for me is quite high, to be honest. My last two were 8.8. I didn't like it as much as Radioactive Man or Who Shot Mr. Burns.
Yeah, but you were saying you were very generous with Mr. Burns last time round.
Yeah. So what, do you think I'm too generous at my 8.2?
I think you're cutting it off the knees a little bit, if I'm honest.
What do you mean?
I would have thought
I'd be higher or lower?
Higher.
No.
Okay.
It's me we're talking about here. I don't throw around eights.
Oh, well, these should be eights. Well, eight is the minimum.
I gave it an eight. 8.2.
Fine. Whatever.
We got our plugs in.
Sure.
Where can they find us?
Why don't you tell me?
Instagram. Twitter. Put it in H podcast. You can find everything we do. You can buy one of these lovely t-shirts if you're watching it on camera, which I should mention that we are filming
our
this.
Our first one.
So check us out on YouTube. You'll find a link also on our Instagram page where you'll also find a bit of merch.
Yeah.
It's all there. And
good quality t-shirt. I tell you. I'm going away the weekend. I'm making sure to bring down a lovely t-shirt.
Nice. Where are you going?
Wexford.
Ah, nice. The sunny southeast.
Well, eh? I hope so. We'll see now tonight, unless there's been any new developments where it's like.
Okay. Are they saying there's going to be a lockdown?
I think they're saying, or you know, restrict your movements or whatever like that. Like, but
just give us it. Just lock us in our gas or down.
After the weekend, just lockdown. You know. Yeah. You know.
I'll tell you what.
Let me get my weekend away.
I'll tell you what. If they lock down when you're in Wexford, you come stay with me. No problem.
But you live in Wicklow.
Right on the border. No one will know.
I'd still have to cross the border.
No one will know, Terry. Anyway.
No, thanks.
You can email us at putitinhpod@gmail.com. What else can they do to support us, Terry?
Well, look. If you like this content that we're giving you here for free.
For free.
This is the free stuff.
For free.
Why don't you take a little creep behind our $5 paywall over on Patreon, where you're getting...
You know what's good for you.
You're getting our sister podcast, What's So Great About, where we're doing a miniseries on the MCU at the moment. I'm trying to show Andy what's so great about that. And of course, then when we finish this great journey, I'm going to say, we'll be doing other stuff. We haven't decided on what the next miniseries is going to be, but it'll be a doozy.
I have a couple.
Yeah, I think you should pick the next one.
Ooh.
And then we'll be... There's content.
With pleasure.
There's content right there.
Yes.
It's fucking awful.
I can't wait for that.
We're also doing bonus weekly episodes over there as well. One's on The Last Dance. We've done one on drugs.
Yes.
We've done one on...
Bunch of music ones.
Yes.
We've done some TV ones. We've done... Next week, we're doing our... Is it next week we're doing it?
We're doing our movie. The dream movie.
Our dream... Our Sega Dreamcast episode, where we pick...
Oh, I get it. Dreamcast.
You like that?
Yeah.
Where we pick our dream movie, essentially. So it could be...
Have you picked your director as well?
Oh, no.
You got to do your director, Andy.
I'm so excited. So we pick either a sequel or a remake or an original movie of like who would our dream cast be and all that sort of stuff. I'm going above and beyond, Terry.
Wow, I'm excited to hear it, to be honest.
Well, I've got a lot of work to do, but I, I have a loose premise and I have my actors. I'm surprised you couldn't guess who the other few were.
Pesci? I was thinking when I was listening back to it, like...
No, I don't have him in it yet. I have De Niro. I have a couple of...
DiCaprio?
Of course, DiCaprio is in it.
Yeah. You still haven't watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, though.
No, and I really want to care. He's not interested at all. I'm like, it's apparently his best movie. Yeah, like, and it's Brad Pitt, and it's Tarantino.
So good.
I'd love to see it. I'm just going to buy it, because I see it all the time.
Buy it on Blu-ray.
For like €13 or something
buy it on
like
Blu-ray.
That.
I got it on Amazon for like £8 or something like that. Like,
I tell you, one of the main advantages of me losing my wallet, as I mentioned.
Your Amazon...
Finally, whatever Amazon is trying to do to take whatever amount of money it is every month, it was declined because it was on the old card. And I'm not updating it. I'm not asking questions. I'm just saying goodnight to Amazon.
Well, look, I was thinking about it here. I think you can actually set up profiles on Amazon now.
You give me a profile?
Yeah, I might do. Yeah.
Just for the sheer fact that I may actually watch something that
we might need to use it for a miniseries or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it might be as good.
I'll take it, Terry. Yeah. What have I got to offer you? I'm already mooching off your Spotify as well.
Just, I don't know. Just give me gifts. How about that?
Okay.
Not gifts.
Just give you money.
Gift? No, not money. Presents.
Gifts. Like animated gifts.
No.
I got you covered, pal.
No. My gift game is strong enough already.
Yeah, it is actually fairly strong.
Yeah. Anyway, if you can't afford the $5, I tell you
what. Get yourself together, I guess.
You could help me out personally.
Help him out.
Give me 5-star review.
Give him 5 stars.
Yeah. I keep asking it for it, and I don't know if we're getting them.
You're 5-starless.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I know. You know, I don't have. I made the comparison. I'm like Mario now. Now I feel like I'm turning into Bowser. I feel like I'm going to have to get angry, start clunking some heads around.
Gonna have to
here.
Take those fucking stars.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have to rob them. Take those stars from you people out there. Just give me 5 stars.
Give them 5 stars.
Come on,
look
review.
At them.
Give me a review. What am I asking for? Am I asking for much out here?
No, you're not, sir.
Anyway, a 5-star review really helps the podcast grow. A little blurb, you know, whatever. The guys are great.
You know what? It'd be great. You know what'd be great, actually.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people doing it with other podcasts. And they say, "Hey, this is a funny podcast. Check it out. Sharing it on whatever. Do that."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Twitter, Instagram, whatever.
Look, I'm coming in. We're coming in super hot right now. You know, thanks for listening.
Love you guys.
We love you. We're joking, but you know, seriously, do it.
Yeah. I mean, what does it take? Yeah. I mean, I don't do it in my real life.
Do you know, Terry? That this, yeah, I mean, I personally would never do that, ever.
But still. But you guys out there, you got some knife.
Our last one, the No Mercy one, was our 100th Put It In H episode.
Wow.
Snuck in. I did it, like, technically it's not our 100th Simpsons episode, so we still have it. I must do the count on that. But we're getting close.
I'd say what? This is our 4th season?
So I'll tell you, all I do know is that it's about 200 hours
free, all free. Anyway,
I'm getting real pissed off.
Wrap it up here. What are we at here? Jeez, okay. We better wrap it up.
Okay, so, well, thanks for listening, folks.
We'll see you next week with
Bart Sells His Soul.
Yes,
very much aware of what one that is.
Wait a minute, who's stealing your thoughts?
So join us for that. Yeah. And that's actually 2 weeks, isn't it?
2 weeks. So next week we'll be doing our Dreamcast on the main feed. No.
No, that's the Patreon.
Next one we'll be doing
Survivor Series?
Wrestling Corner. Yeah, Survivor Series.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll probably be
we're not doing the UK show, are we?
No. Okay, get out of here. Yeah, so join us for that. And
bon appetit.
Bon appetit. Goodbye. Hey, we're young and we don't know. Won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know. Well, that's true. 'Cause you got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
got you, babe. I got you, babe.